Okay, so onto the guy's side, I was looking at some stats from Scott Patterson, who pulled himself for a variety of reasons from the World Cup very early last season and raced domestically and even domestically struggled, you know, to his standards. And, you know, he had a run in 2018 starting at the Olympics where he had, I think, again, I just wrote this up, but three top 20s at the Olympics in the skiathlon, 15K skate, and the 50K classic. I know it's skater classic, but the 50K.
Yeah, where he was 11th in that.
Yeah, and he followed up with a great performance in Oslo that season. A year later in Oslo, he had another good performance, but he obviously was off, you know, the cliche, off his game, off his mark. And in Ruka, he had a 23rd best a day in the 15K skate pursuit. He comes back with a 16th today. You know, I'm curious, you know, as a coach, maybe give us a little bit of insight into behind the scenes of what you've been seeing from Scott and today's performance.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think it's somewhat public knowledge that Scott struggled with some mild medical stuff last year that led to a pretty difficult season where he was off the mark. And the thing that I think is most notable about his success today and beginning in Ruka was that it takes so much patience and belief for an athlete to wait a year and to just continue to do their job, knowing that it's going to pay off here at this random weekend in December with the 16th place in a World Cup. And while I know Scott has aspirations of being in the top 10 and on the podium, these are the steps to that. And the only way that it happens is because Scott for the last year has been patient and he's believed in himself, and he's, you know, I'm sure there have been ups and downs, but it was very fun after the race today, standing with him, just seeing some gratifying sensation sort of finally enter his expression. And yeah, we're just so happy for him. They've done a great job with the APU and we're working with Scott, and he's back. So
I think part of what has evolved on the World Cup with young skiers doing well, in particular on the women's side, but there's obviously, you know, Bolshinov and Klebo, for lack of a better term, you know, when they were young, they were freakish.
Yep.
And they still are. So yeah, do you feel like any missed opportunities today, or were you expecting like, okay, I more athletes in the points on the guy's side?
Yeah. We had some guys that were disappointed today. And I think the one that stands out the most is probably Gus. He was really hoping for a bigger weekend. And he's just skiing maybe a little bit flat the last couple of days, and that's okay. I mean, athletes like Gus that are as driven as Gus and as successful at Gus as Gus don't necessarily get to experience that flat feeling very often. But we see it every single race. It's, you know, somebody's off, or a few people are off. And Gus just looked like he was missing the mark by a couple percent today and yesterday. And it's still incredibly impressive the way that he's skiing, but it disappoints him. I know he's really hard on himself, but we just simplify it, and you take a few minutes to be bummed or psyched about the weekend, and then you move forward and you decide, do you need training or do you need rest? And if you need rest, how much do you need? And if you need training, is it going to be hard or is it going to be volume based? You just try and simplify it so that you can leave these weekends with some sort of compass on where to go. So we're talking about that right now. And Davos is the kind of place where you can be missing by a little bit, but because of the altitude and because of the nature of this course, that small miss can equal well over a minute. So I'm not worried about Gus. I'm bummed that he's disappointed, but he's going to be fine.
And this is, I'm assuming, the longest stretch he's had in European racing, or will be. Yeah. So it's a long haul for him, and it's a new experience.
That's right. Yeah, this is all new. And, you know, these are the athletes, even with Scandinavia not here. Everybody here, they're the best skiers in their nation. So You don't get any freebies here. You think it's going to be an easy weekend just because Scandinavia is pulled out, but it's not the case.